Welcome back to Starting Point. Al-Qaeda operatives may be plotting to take down a U.S. plane in the days leading up to the Summer Olympic Games in London. This is according to the Times of London. Al-Qaeda's Yemen-based terror cell is believed to be behind the planning of this attack. CNN's intelligence correspondent Suzanne Kelly is, of course, on the security watch. She joins me live from Washington. Suzanne, what are your sources telling you about this?
Brooke, I'm really glad we're talking about this because there was a lot of hype and a lot of concern about this when these British papers came out with this reporting over the weekend. And, you know, CNN has gone back and done the due diligence and spoke with both officials in the UK and the US who are all saying there is absolutely no specific credible threat about bringing down a U.S.-bound airliner any time around the Olympics. Now, that being said, keep in mind that the president did meet with his national security team last week, and they did talk about efforts to prepare for keeping the 4th of July festivities secure, of course, working with their British counterparts on the Olympics. But again, no specific threat. So it sounds like there may be a little bit more hype here than fact. One thing to tell you, though, is the Department of Homeland Security has come out and said that their security posture, and I'm quoting from them here, includes a number of measures both seen and unseen, and we will continue to respond appropriately to protect the American people. And what they're really asking is for people to be vigilant and pay attention. The Director General of MI5, however, just recently came out and publicly said Al-Qaeda does remain a very serious threat. They're still plotting. They're still trying to find ways to attack, but again, according to U.S. government officials and officials in the U.K., there's no specific threat tied to the Olympics right now, Brooke.
Okay, just sounds like a bit of a headline. Suzanne Kelly, yeah. Thank you.